Usually we play Prince when my cousin Norm comes on from Minnesota. This is the great Bob Dylan, another Minnesota boy. They were all kidding you. Well, we got some folks in our crosshairs today. New York Post columnist Ken Davidoff. And again, we want to replace David with Jerk. You can figure out the rest. New York Yankee outfielder Aaron Hicks and Yankee skipper Aaron Boone. Hicks took the night off last night because he was he wasn't ready to play. He's getting millions of dollars. But
let me guess. He was upset at the 2-year-old who was shot in Newark.
No.
He was upset at the 12-year-old who was shot in the chest in Brooklyn.
No.
He was upset about the 1-year-old that was shot in Chicago.
No, or the three cops that was shot in Georgia last night. No.
He wasn't upset about the cop who was executed in New Mexico. The video came out yesterday.
No, none of that.
And really disturbed me.
No.
But I came to work.
Came to work.
Was it, but wasn't it, what was it then?
Well, Dante Wright, of course.
Are you kidding? Is that right?
That's right. So,
I don't know what to do.
Let's play this quick. Norm is a big sports fan, too. Here's Aaron Boone with the reason why he gave Hicks, who, by the way, has been stinking up the joint the night off in a Yankee win over Toronto.
He's just, with all that's going on in Minneapolis, he's having a tough time right now.
Oh,
and,
poor baby.
Had a conversation in my office, and he just felt like it was best to not be in the starting lineup tonight, and I certainly support that.
Get your ass to work, jerk.
Right. Millions of dollars.
Virtue signaling is what he's doing. Shut up. He's causing division. It was a terrible thing that happened. It was clearly an accident. You're upset?
Yeah.
He's
very upset.
You know how many terrible tragedies happen in this country every single day?
People go to work, like our next guest, my first cousin, live from Minnesota, the great mayor of St. Paul and senator from Minnesota, Norm Coleman. Norman, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good morning, Sid and Bernie. So just a note about the intro music, Bob Dylan. Just a personal note. A Jewish boy from up in Hibbing, Minnesota, and a Robert Zimmerman makes good. When I was a student in the 60s, and I had actually had a radio show, and my theme music was Times They Are Changing. So it goes back a long way.
Wow.
So,
look at you old hippie.
That was Norm. Norm was one of those guys. But now, of course, has had a tremendous career from a lawyer, DA office, a politician. And your state, Norm, which you've proudly served, I should say, for so long, is on fire between George Floyd, that trial now going into week number 3, and what happened now with Dante Wright. It's got to be heartbreaking for you, Norm, to see what's going on in your own state.
It is heartbreaking. It is a tragedy. Right, there are tragedies all over, but this is a tragedy in the heart of one of the most sensitive trials that were right. The Chauvin trial, prosecution ended their case yesterday. This is, obviously the country got torn apart, not just Minneapolis, but at the heart of the right there is Minneapolis. Trial going on 10 miles, northwest, right, is Brooklyn Center. And this is a tragedy. My heart bleeds for the Wright family. By the way, and I have to say this, my heart bleeds for the family of the cop, Kimberly Potter, 26-year, veteran, a mother of two, by every indication, a good cop. And, apparently tasers have pistol grips and shaped like tasers, and you should be trained to know that one's on your left side and one's on your right, and, you put it on your non-dominant side. But it appears that this was a tragic accident. But a tragic accident with another young black man was killed, and I grieve for his family. But I also have to tell you, I do grieve for the family of the cop whose, life has been forever changed by a terrible mistake. But it is what it is. The fires, the flames were lit. They didn't burn as bright as in past. It's in part, circumstance. There's such a heavy police presence in the Twin Cities now that things weren't allowed to get out of control. You got National Guard. You got state troopers. You got multiple police departments. So, yeah, there were, I think, 11 arrested or 13 arrested in Minneapolis. There was some looting in St. Paul, but relatively minor. Clash at the police station, Brooklyn Center. But you have this heavy police presence throughout the Twin Cities, curfew at 7 p.m. And so, it was relatively calmed down. How the rest of the country reacts, it will be, and Bernie, will be another story.
Yes, indeed. Norm, former Senator Norm Coleman from the great state of Minnesota, Sid's cousin. Norm, listen, there's a narrative out there, of course, that the police are targeting black men, gunning them down in cold blood, which is nonsense, of course. I mean, 400 whites annually are killed by cops. 200 blacks annually are killed by cops. So more whites are killed than blacks. And they're mostly all these perps are mostly armed, resisting arrest. And this is out of over 10 million exchanges, stops, et cetera, from the police. But the media seizes on this stuff. And it seems like to me like the media is responsible for stoking division and wanting anarchy or something. It's a sick thing. I don't know. Maybe it's ratings. I don't know what the hell it is.
Yeah, I don't know what they want. Listen, there is a problem, okay, but not at the magnitude that those who want to stoke the flames, you know, present. You know, cops are not out there. They're not out there, you know, gunning down blacks. I don't think in my department that I ran when I was mayor and mayors in St. Paul, we ran the police department. I fired bad cops, okay? I fired bad cops. But I do not, I'm going to say this up front, I don't believe there's systematic racism in the police department that I ran. But unfortunately, when you have incidents like this, it does provide opportunity to stoke flames because it you know, how do you stop it from happening? This is really heartbreaking, gentlemen. This is a real tough one. You know, this kid appeared to be, this Dante Wright appeared to be a good kid. You know,
No. Here we go again.
He had
here
a warrant.
Yeah, that's right.
An extensive rap sheet.
Yeah, but it's pretty mine. I know it wasn't. Yeah, listen, he didn't deserve to die.
We said that all morning.
George Floyd didn't deserve to die. Neither did Jacob Blake or Daniel Prude. But the fact is, if we're going to be honest, none of these people were law-abiding citizens, including this kid who resisted arrest, jumped back in the car and tried to drive away.
Yeah. This is a terrible tragedy. And as I said before, my heart bleeds both for the family, you know, this kid's family, Dante Wright's name. It also bleeds for Kimberly Potter's family. Okay. This is a woman who's 26 years. Apparently, we don't have all the facts yet, but she may have been out there Sunday training another officer. You know, this was a sterling officer, a good cop. And you got your taser, which, by the way, is pistol gripped. Handgun shaped, okay, and you got one on your left side and one on your right side, and she pulls it out and yells, taser, 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 and this kid dies, and her life is forever changed. So let's hope, you know, I don't know what the answer is for this not to, you know, not to happen again. Everybody
let me ask you this. If the kid would have just stayed outside the car, and by the way, the initial arresting officer was black and kept his hands behind his head and didn't try to jump back into the car and drive away. Would the kid be dead today? The answer is no.
Listen, I tell my kids, you know, they're a little older now, they're in their 30s, but when they were in their 20s, my advice to them was if a cop ever pulls you over, you put your hands on the wheel and you listen and you say, yes, sir, no, sir. Okay, that if you do that, then you don't have this. However, you know, it is fair to say that these stops shouldn't result in death, and so this is a tragedy. It is what it is. And as we started this conversation, at a time when tempers are so, you know, the nerves are so frayed, you've got the Chauvin trial. The defense begins today. It's probably not going to go that long, and then we'll see what happens as the result of that. Again, Minneapolis, St. Paul are probably better prepared than New York, Chicago, Portland, and the places that have been torn apart by peaceful demonstrators, but by thugs, right. Folks taking advantage of these situations, you know, to, yeah. You know, pick up a 55, 65 inch, you know, TV, all the TVs, large TV, the big TVs were all, you know, taken from the Target or whatever. That's what went. So that's not social justice. Violence, vandalism, thuggery.
They're emboldened by people like Kamala Harris bailing them out. You know, it's saying, hey, I kind of encourage what you're doing. They're emboldened by that. But Norm Coleman, I do want to, in the remaining minutes that we have, ask you about the city manager of Brooklyn Center. He said, he's a black man, he said that the officer deserves due process, She shouldn't be fired right away. The mayor came out and said she should be fired right away. And what did he do? He fired the city manager for saying that she deserves due process. I mean, and the due process is controversial all of a sudden in this country?
You know, there's just a craziness that and, you know, what makes America great is rule of law. It's something we all live by. We're supposed to live by. You're one of the city council members who voted to sustain the firing, said I did it because I was afraid of personal violence against me and my family if I didn't do that. What the heck is that, gentlemen?
Wow.
Right? So if we're going down that street, listen, I'm a believer in innocent until proven guilty. I'm a believer in due process. I'm a believer in get out the facts and then you can respond. But this craziness of where we've kind of cast that. Listen, we saw that. It's a whole other world. We saw that with Brett Kavanaugh and the Supreme Court nomination.
Right.
Okay. You know, if you're a Democrat, you get accused of things that Kavanaugh accused of, then you got due process, you know, but if you're a Republican, it was tossed out the window. So we've seen a lot of that, you know, in the last couple of years, some of it on the political side, some of the cancel culture side. And even this incident here where you got what everyone said was an outstanding city manager and a city council member says, I voted to get rid of him because I was afraid of violence against me and my family. That shouldn't be in America.
That doesn't bode well, right? That doesn't bode well for the jury's verdict when it comes to the George Floyd trial, because they may feel the same exact way. Hey, 60 seconds to go. I know you got an important phone call in 6 minutes. On a much lighter note, Norm Coleman, what do you think about Alex Rodriguez buying your basketball team?
Well, I know Glenn Taylor. He's a friend of mine, but boy, that was a lousy managed franchise. Anything's got to be better than what we got.
Fair enough. There you go.
Anyway, now the question is, will they stay in Minnesota? You know, I understand he's got there a lot of connections with Seattle there, and I don't know what they got.
Oh.
But I got to tell you that the Timberwolves, they've made bad decisions. They've played bad basketball. I think change at this time, change seems like a good thing from my perspective, but we'll see how it plays out for Minnesota.
Norm, we love you. Great job as always. You're a magnificent guest, and thank you so much for hopping on. Good luck on your phone call at 9, and we'll talk to you later. Yeah, we love you.
Thank you.
The very best, gentlemen. Take care.
All right. There he is.